Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Monday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. Be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Atuma.
That would be a little weird.
Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's only a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. If you're cooking out this weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. You're going to be sizzling if you're cooking out. Might as well make the beef sizzle as well. Warm weather, sunny days, that means you should be cooking out and enjoying the summer while you still can. Put some steaks on the grill this weekend or any weekend. Or, hey, if you're not interested in doing the cooking, you want to be a little cooler, you can always step inside one of our awesome steakhouses around the state of Mississippi. They're everywhere. And they're not hard to find. Beef, it's what's for dinner, thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com. That's the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you're looking for, and you are looking for it. You need new gear. You need stuff that has the correct logos on it. You want to look the right way when we go into this football season. College Corner has everything you need, maroon and white. Two locations to serve you in the Jackson area. Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flowood by the Half Shell, or you can shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler, Starkville's flagship restaurant for lunch, for dinner, for Sunday brunch. The best meal in town is always at Restaurant Tyler. I still owe Robbie a lunch at Restaurant Tyler. And now that I'm back, we will have to make that happen very, very soon.
Welcome and, back.
It's good to be back. We'll talk about all that in just a second. But if you are in town at any time around lunchtime, well, it's worth coming over to Starkville. If you're in the Golden Triangle anywhere and you're like, you know, maybe if you're in Columbus, it's worth getting in the car and driving 20-plus minutes. Get you a lunch at Restaurant Tyler. I'm just saying.
It really is.
And we're not making that up. So if you want to enjoy the best meal in this town, it's really easy to do. You just need to go to Restaurant Tyler. Priority One Bank, 16 locations to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide. Show you not only how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers on your schedule. You need a banker who knows you as well as they know your money. You need a level of service you're only going to get with our friends at Priority One Bank. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. What'd I miss?
Not much.
Okay.
Hey, did you listen to my Brian O'Connor interview?
I did not. I haven't listened to it. I need to.
Out of spite?
I did not. No, it had nothing to do with spite.
I don't know when you would be able to get him again, because this was his, like, Monday was like his time to hit up all the interviews, mm-hmm. and then he's right back
to it.
It was the Father's Day weekend, dead period.
Mm.
Look, okay. you put me in charge.
I don't
know what I'm supposed to do here.
Hey, look, I just gotta tell you, like, the clicks.
That's all that matters.
It's your show. They come to me. Yeah.
It's your show.
Show that to potential advertisers and be like, hey, you know, they don't care who's talking.
Plus, for 20 minutes during your show, I got a chance to just sit and rest while the interview's playing.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Well, yeah, I heard you had a couple times last week. Some Ole Miss golf talk.
Yeah, we did. We talked Ole Miss golf talk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
Borky did. I sat in the corner.
There were some other things said last week as well.
We talked about your weight loss journey. Do you think people were just congratulating you just out of their goodness of their heart? No, we encouraged them to do that.
Did you?
Yes. What else did we say?
I heard there were some comments about driving and mowing lawns.
Well, you know,
I heard there were some ego comments too.
Was there?
I don't know. That's just what I was told. My sources reached out to me.
Well, as you know, I've already made fun of you to your face and through text, mm-hmm. about your wife mowing the lawn, or your daughter mowing the lawn.
Yeah.
And then I found out the other day when you sent a picture of you sitting in the driver's seat that your wife drove
I
to
was the
Chicago.
passenger. Yeah, she
I
drove.
mean, the passenger
She
seat.
drove part of the way. Yeah.
Part of the way?
Part of the way.
Or most?
Part of the way. We split it up. It's a long
I
drive.
am just, I'm floored by the fact that they don't mow the
I
yard.
don't have a passenger princess. I have a wife that's, you know, like, hey, let's help each other out here.
She is.
Drop 11 hours, you know, basically by yourself.
She's a mother.
Yeah.
She's a mother. She's your mother pretty much most of the time.
I don't know about all that.
Did you have a good time, though? You
I had
got
a
to go
good,
to
really good time.
Cubbies game.
The Cubs game was a lot of fun. I wish the Cubs would have been able to win. But I think every run in that game except one was scored by home run. So a lot of long balls in
You
that
missed
game.
Sammy Sosa by one
I
day.
miss Sammy Sosa, but
And
Cubs had, I mean, it was very typical MSU kind of thing, right? Cubs had two on with two out, their best hitter on deck. And I'm sorry, one out, and they hit into a double play. And I was like, oh, come on. You couldn't even get the guy to the plate.
That's your bad luck
I
you
was like,
brought
that's, yeah. But I had a good time. I got to tell you this story, though. And I tweeted about it, but I want to tell it. So, like, at one point in the game, Brewers are up to bat. Guy takes a swing and loses his bat. And it's flying.
Yeah.
And it wedges itself in the net. Too high to be reached. And this guy comes out of the stands and Spider-Mans himself up the net, pulls the bat out, and gets it back around to the security, to the guy to take it to the Brewers, right? We're all going crazy. Like, that was awesome. Security comes.
Oh my gosh.
And they take him out. We're booing. We're like, this is ridiculous. The guy, I mean, otherwise,
this
what
is
are you?
some random guy.
I'm getting to that. So we're all booing because, like, otherwise, like, they're going to have to delay the game to get that thing because it was not reachable. Like, a couple minutes later, he comes back down the aisle. He's pumping his fist. We are all going crazy. He starts a USA chant. He got a standing ovation. And I'm just thinking, think of all the great Cubs players that have come and gone. How many got a standing ovation? This guy got one. It was incredible. I was coming. He was in
Kerry Wood.
Kerry Wood, Sandberg, Dawson, and this guy.
Yeah, here we go.
So I went to, at one point to get something to eat or something, and he was in the portal. And I was like, that was awesome, man. He's like, yeah, let's go.
Way better than the dude that proposed to his wife
Oh,
blood and guts.
yeah, much better. So yesterday on the ride home, I'm driving, and Jennifer's on the phone, and she's like,
for a few minutes.
So she finds there's like a thing about this guy on a Facebook page. And apparently, this is his second bat related incident at Wrigley. A couple years
He's the
ago,
Batman.
somebody lost their bat and it flung into the crowd, and he deflected it from hitting an old woman.
What?
This guy has a superpower for bats. He's Batman.
He is Batman.
So I got to
Literally.
remember his name. He has
And
the most.
Spider-Man because he's
He has the
Caleb.
most Italian name. It's like Lou Fregarallo or something. I got to remember what it is for tomorrow for winners and yeah, for winners and losers. It was incredible though. I've never. I was like a fan got a standing ovation. It was unbelievable.
That's great.
So much fun.
That's what makes baseball so great.
I mean, we had great seats because we made the comment to ourselves like this might be the only time we come.
Yeah.
And for Jennifer, I was like, just spend what you want. I don't care. And we had great seats. I had Italian sausage. I had a pizza. I had an old style. And I had the soft serve in the Cubs helmet. But
Yeah, but
that
that's
is
the
a.
thing about the MLB. Like, the food at the
It
MLB
was
games
good.
are
It was
great.
really good.
Yep.
Like, the food was really, really good. And we had a great time. The tour was fun when we did that. I got to see our guy, Brandon Walker. Got to go to the Mostly Sports studio and said, I talked to Casey Smith for a little
Was he
while.
T Bob?
He was not there. I was so mad. Because as soon as Brandon comes in, I'm like, is T-Bob here? And he's like, no, I think he left. I was like,
Unfortunately, he's going to live his best life probably later
now
this
let's calm
evening.
down. I texted him. I was like, you son of I wanted a hug. He's like, are you here? Crap, I didn't know. And I was like, ah, well.
Too
But
busy with
I talked to
the freak off with Mincy.
Casey Smith for a little while. She's really nice. And went to dinner with Brandon. So I'm trying to think. We
So
did.
Casey Smith is in Chicago too
He
now.
was, well, they're doing the they were doing the dozen.
Okay.
So that's like their big. Portnoy was there that day. I missed him. I didn't see him, but he was there. And I don't mean Ben either. But I yeah. So she
I
was
would
just there.
much rather hang out with Ben Portnoy
Yeah, I
than
would
Dave
too.
Portnoy.
So, but I Brandon and I were taking a little took a little loop around the studio, and when we came back to the Mostly Sports studio, she was in there just sitting down, and so we talked for a little while. It was fun.
That's awesome.
Yeah, she's really cool. Did the touristy things, the zoo, the aquarium. I did 19,000 steps on Friday. I was putting myself through it.
Y'all just walked around.
Well, we went to breakfast, and then like the buses there were not the buses and the trains, they had some delay issues. So we were like, look, we're like a mile plus from the aquarium. Let's just walk. And so we did that, and then we walked from the aquarium to the museum, which are all in the same area. And then we walked from the museum to Buckingham Fountain, which is the fountain from Married with Children.
Yes.
And I did not know that was in Chicago, by the way. I thought that was like in Italy. And I found this out this week that that fountain is in
Well, the
Chicago.
whole show is based
But,
around
yeah, but I had
Chicago.
no idea that fountain was there. I always thought it was just like they like were making a point about something. So anyway, took a picture with that. That was fun. Went
Did
and
you get to
ate.
follow Ferris Bueller's steps?
I didn't follow him, but we on one of our Uber rides, we passed the museum that he
Yeah.
went to, and I was like, oh, there's that. And that was fun. Ate good food, and my wife and kids had a good time, and that's all I really care about. Only saw one rat, so that made me happy because I
Good.
don't like rats. Like we
They're
were in
just
the neighborhood, we were
laying on the
at I was taking
wall.
the trash out one night, and there were like these posters up like, help us prevent rats. I was like, oh God, no, please no.
You got to remember
But I saw it Friday night, and that was the only one. I was like,
Chicago and New York are like
rat infested.
they are.
So a fun trip, a good trip, recharge the batteries. Let's get back to thunder and lightning. And
Yes.
we will, I don't have another extended time off anytime soon. So we should be rocking and rolling the rest of this off season leading in. As we sit here, Robbie, we will, this time a month from now, we will just finished up SEC Media Days. So we will be deep into football at that point. But today we are deep into baseball and what is now ranked the number one transfer portal class in the country. I think at this point, I like the guy. I really do like Chris Lemonis. But man, do I pin every single bit of State's woes in the portal these past couple of years on him, because now you're seeing the full power of this baseball program. And this past week, if I'm correct, three additions to this portal class, and three guys, one guy that we were expecting, and that's the catcher from South Carolina. Pronounce the name. I know you know it.
Kevin
Maluski?
Maluski.
Maluski, okay.
Wait, 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 wait. You said the catcher from South Carolina?
From Seton Hall. The
Okay.
pitcher is from South Carolina.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maluski, I'm guessing.
Maluski. Are we calling
Which
him
sounds.
Moose? Please tell me we're calling him Moose.
Yeah, that
All
sounds
right.
good.
We're calling him Moose.
If this guy was playing ball in Chicago, I
Oh,
would
he'd be
not bat
a
an eye.
fan favorite.
Yes.
So, but it started on I believe Wednesday. Is that when? Is that?
Beavis.
We've got to find Joe Butthead and get him signed up.
Just
Blake
put,
Beavis.
just let me take a picture with him. He'll be Beavis off of Butthead.
So, big bat from Ball State. Am I right?
Yes.
And Blake Beavis, Ball State. Ball.
Yeah.
balls.
He's a
Anyway,
big AC/DC fan. You think so?
you think? One thing I like about this, because you're talking about right now, let's say that we've talked about Garrick Fry and Noah Sullivan, right? We know Reed Stallman's coming back. Stallman comes coming back knowing he's not starting. He
I mean,
knows
you
that.
gotta
He's got to
think.
know that at this point. I mean, he'll compete for a spot,
Yeah.
and maybe he takes a step forward and can do it.
I think I would have him at first base. Not like,
Well,
maybe not starting, but I mean, like, that's where I
he could be
would.
your late inning guy
Yeah.
at that point.
Like, I would try to see if he could do that.
Garrick Fry, Noah Sullivan, these are guys that, I mean, right now at best, they're competing for their starting position. You don't win games just because you have the best starting nine. You
Yeah.
win games with depth. You win games because you have more options. You win games where if somebody gets hurt or if somebody goes through a cold spell, you can make a change and you don't lose a whole lot. That is what Mississippi State is building with this transfer portal class. We keep talking about it, but there's no doubt right now, even with what they have, if they didn't pick up another guy for the rest of this period, which they will pick up more guys, this would still be a preseason top 10 team, I think.
Yes, it is. And there's like you said, there's some pieces that still have to be put in place. They need a strong middle infielder. And I wouldn't even put Becker in the strong categories for
Defensively,
fielder,
he's not great.
but his bat is undeniable, so you take him no matter what. They need another middle infielder. I think they need a couple of lefties that can come out of the bullpen and help them. And other than that, I mean, they're just about set. And you look at the roster, and it's just like the depth. We talked about last year, like State was going to have a lot more depth offensively, and they did.
They did, but
It's not comparable to what they've put together.
right.
So kind of looking at it right here, James Nunnally and Sean James are two guys that I think we're not talking about much. But Nunnally led the ACC in strikeout rate, the
Nunnally is
lowest in
a
the ACC.
huge prospect for the next draft, not
Yeah,
this upcoming draft, but I think the 27 draft.
as a freshman in the ACC, he was the hardest player in the ACC to strike out. And that's as a regular starter in the ACC. Sean James played multiple positions, started 20 plus games for Virginia as a true freshman. We're not talking about him, but that's a guy you can kind of plug and play. Vitas Vilinkas, I don't really know where he fits. He was all Big Ten last year. He batted 350. He's big home run power guy that his strikeout numbers went down significantly this year. Those are three guys that we're not even really talking about right now. Ryder Woodson is a guy I don't know where he fits. He might be your shortstop. And
Might be
the
second base.
swing is beautiful. He really came on late last year as a true freshman. It's not like a top heavy group. Like these are pieces that are like building depth on this team. Then you got Aiden Teal, who was one of the best hitters on Virginia's team last year. Really good defender in the outfield. Blake Beavis. I don't know if he's going to go pro or not. If Beavis and Teal come to state next year, I don't know. Like I don't know what they're going to do, but it's a great problem to have. Malewski is, from a power perspective, the best hitter
I
you've
mean,
had at catcher since Logan Tanner.
if I said right now that the only two guys from in the starting lineup that played here last year are Ace Reese for sure, and then maybe Bryce Chance, that's really it. I feel like Bryce Chance, people are just like, that may be the most underrated guy I've seen in a long time. He hit almost 350
I
last year.
don't understand the dismissal of Bryce Chance.
He hit 350. He doesn't strike out. He gives you
Great
extra
teammate,
good defensively.
plays hard. That's to me,
He's your dirt bag.
he has a guaranteed spot.
I don't know. I'll never say
Well,
guaranteed.
not guaranteed, but like I'm just saying for me, like I don't think anybody's going to be able to keep him out of the lineup. That's what I mean. I think he's going to be starting for Mississippi State.
I agree.
And I get it. It's a
It's
guy
because of
that,
the shiny new toys.
well, it's that, and I think they look at him and they say, well, he's kind of a smaller guy. But doesn't really apply as much because he can hit for power. And he does a lot more than just singles. And not to mention, he's just a really difficult guy to strike out. And not every guy in this lineup is going to have an OPS over 1,000 and hit 10 plus home runs. You don't have to have that, across the board. There's guys that are going to do different things. I think Nunnally's going to be a lot like Chance. He's going to be a tough guy to strike out. This looking at Chance this year, 332. The OPS was not. It was 865. That's like middle of the pack in the starting lineup. But you look at it, and in 208 at bats, strikes out 39 times, which is actually probably a little higher this year. But he's a little more aggressive this year too. He had 14 doubles, 4 home runs, and 43 RBI. And so, like, I just think that there's a place in this lineup for somebody like that. I don't think that this staff is going to pigeonhole players. I think they're going to get the best 9 players that they can for a lineup.
And then get the best 7 or 8 guys behind them, and whoever they can get.
And so, I look at it, and Garrick Fry and Noah Sullivan, two of your better hitters last year, 345 for both of them. And those are guys that do not have a guaranteed starting spot right now. And that's not saying anything bad about them. That's just the talent you're accumulating here. Where do they fit? Now, I tend to think that Noah Sullivan's going to be your DH, but this isn't like this past year. Say a Vitas Valinkas, comes to Mississippi State. I don't think he's going to go to the draft, but we'll see. Like, that's a guy on a certain day that could slide in and be a DH for Mississippi State if Noah Sullivan's hurt or needs a day off or whatever. There's several guys that this year that you could put in that category that can get in there and fill a role for you. That's what good staffs do. And I know you haven't listened to the O'Connor interview. I get it. You're still butthurt. But
Oh, I hate that term so much. Don't say that.
butthurt.
Don't say that.
Rent free.
Oh.
So in the interview, I talked to him
You're gonna get
about,
shoved in a locker if you don't
oh
stop this.
God, I really hate that
I
one.
know.
In the interview, I asked him about retaining these players. And we don't know yet on Sullivan and Fry, but I tend to believe they're kind of leaning towards coming back. But Bryce Chance, Ace Reese, McPherson, Foster, those guys. I asked him how important that was just to kind of bridge the gap, and he said it was the most important thing that he could do.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to do this transfer portal thing. I'm not saying like he doesn't want to recruit the portal. He doesn't want to build the roster out of the portal every year.
Right.
His goal is to recruit the best high school players in the country, retain them for 2 or 3 years, and fill the holes where they're needed, which
And
is my philosophy on the portal
that's the
too.
best
I think
philosophy.
it is too.
Yeah, I think in every sport, if you can somehow get retention and keep guys in your system, who you're not, so that you're not spending every offseason teaching this is how we do things
Yeah. Well, you look
to
at the
10,
teams.
12, 15 new guys.
You look at the teams that are competing for and winning national championships in baseball, and it really applies to most sports, honestly. The ones that have been playing together for a while, those are the teams that tend to have the most success. And it's not a hard rule, but to me, it ups your chances. I think Coastal Carolina, they've had guys that have played together for a while. McNeese State did too. These teams that, they've found their way to get hot late in the season, things like that, they tend to fight through adversity at a higher clip. And they develop. I mean, you can't put a price tag on development. And this staff is one of the best staffs in the country at developing players. And even within a year, even within a season, you see positive developments for these players. This people keep talking about, why would you want this Virginia roster? They didn't even make the NCAA tournament last year. Well, because the year before, a lot of these players that Mississippi State's recruiting had gone to Omaha. Year before that, same thing. There were a couple guys on that roster too. And also, you've recruited now three freshmen from that roster that got a ton of playing time, that got better as the year went on. That roster was actually pretty young, and they got better as the year went on. By the end of the year, that was one of the hotter teams in college baseball. People don't really acknowledge that. But so that piece, coupled with the fact that Mississippi State has some returning players that were on this team this year, I think it's got a chance to be a special first year. That they have a few things that they got to get done in the portal here over the next couple of weeks or so. But with the players that have played together at Virginia, they know Brian O'Connor and that staff, the players that are coming back that have already been developed some by Justin Parker, this is kind of shaping up to be an exciting season, I think. And it's going to be a completely different looking team in how they play the game.
Let's continue this discussion, but first let's move into that. That's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District and the older brother. That's one thing when you go out of town, like you eat a lot of good food, but man, I was just telling you, you were talking about you had lunch, you had some catfish today. I was like, I haven't had catfish in quite a while. Need to get some of that. Need to hit Two Brothers. Got to hit the older brother. Be a busy man this week, and you should be too. If you're going to be in Starkville anytime soon, if you're going to be around dinner time, around lunchtime, you know what to do. Just get in the car, head over to the Cotton District. Pay the little t the little fine, the little toll, and then go get
It's
you.
like 75
It's like
cents
I pay.
an
I
hour.
always do $1.75. I always do 2 hours because you never know. You never know. But
Well, it's updating you every 5 minutes.
yeah, you're never gonna have to worry about it. and go get a great, not a good meal, a great meal at Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the Older Brother. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. That's what they've been doing for 50 years.
50.
When you need technology for your business, you need a new copier, a new printer, new computers, new laptops, the place to go is Advantage Business Systems. Why? Because not only are you getting the products that you want, you're getting the service that you're going to need. When you buy a machine like that, you know eventually something is going to break down. Something is going to be a problem. You want to know that you've got somebody behind you that can provide service in a timely fashion. A lot of these places, you buy something from them, and then when you call them, hey, we can be out there in a week. Imagine if, you know, your copier's down. You're going to be a week without copies? How does that work? How does your business go on like that? It can't. You need to talk to our friends at Advantage Business Systems. 601-362-9192 or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Maroon & Co. is the place to grab great MSU gear like this awesome pro fishing gear shirt that Robbie is wearing right now. If you want to get a shirt like that, and the summer months are here. So that's the kind of shirt you want to be wearing out. Cool, keeps your body cool, but also looks great. Has the
fishing in it.
Go anywhere in it. It's great. You can wear that to church. Nobody.
I did wear it.
I know you did. But the best part, it's got the state script logo on there, so you've got the logos that you want. Guys, Maroon & Co. just has everything maroon and white here in Starkville. Nobody's got a better lineup than Maroon & Co. Use our promo code THUNDER15 to save 15% off next trip to Maroon & Co. You can use that in-store or online at maroonandco.com. Next time you're in Starkville, before you go to the game, you need to go to Maroon & Co. Summer means working out in the yard, and that means you need to make a trip to Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden before you do it because they've got the John Deere power that you need. If you're tired of spending all day out on the lawn making it look right, maybe a John Deere commercial mower is what you need, and you can get 0% financing for 24 months. If you need to haul, tow, or just get around your property with ease, the versatile John Deere Gator is waiting on you with low 2.5% financing for 48 months. And if you got the big jobs, you got the big yard, check out their powerful, you get that Robbie Falk size yard. Check out their powerful John Deere compact utility tractors now with an incredible 0% financing for up to 72 months. Visit Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden today for these amazing John Deere deals. All right. We really only hit on the one guy in that opening discussion with Blake Beavis.
And really only talked about the hitters, too.
Yeah, we really did. And so from a pitching perspective, Tyler Pitzer from South Carolina, you talk about a stat line that is skewed. He had one game where he pitched an inning in the third and he gave up 10 runs in a game where basically Paul Maneri, it looks like, just left him out there to dry. A lot of the stuff you're hearing about Maneri and the way he handles pitchers makes you think that you can't take anything that happened last year at South Carolina too seriously. You got to take it all with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
This is a guy that 2 years ago had a really good freshman year, and he would have been recruited by Justin Parker. So the evaluation is obviously in place.
Parker knows him.
Yeah, I'm going to trust those evaluations. Here's my people talk about trust the coaches. I'm not a big trust the coaches guy, right? Because coaches are human and they can make mistakes. Once you make a mistake is when you lose the trust.
Yeah.
Right? So far, this staff isn't making any mistakes. I've been very pleased with what I've seen. So there's no reason to do that here. So even though his stats this year aren't fantastic, they overall are good. I take the South Carolina stuff this year with Maneri with a grain of salt. And this is a guy that Parker recruited. Everything's in place for him to come to Mississippi State and, I think, be successful.
Also, his stats are very skewed.
Yeah.
Because he had a 6.99 earned run average.
Nice.
Well, the last game of the season against Auburn, he gave up 10 runs in an inning in the third. So 10 of his 22 runs he gave up this year
came in
one game.
You always complain that I don't listen to you. I literally just said that.
Well, I didn't hear you talk about that game specifically. You said Auburn?
I said.
Okay, well, I completely missed it. I was pulling up his stats, though. I did hear what you said.
Did we switch roles while I was gone? Am I better looking all of a sudden?
I did hear what you said.
Okay, all right.
So if you take that out.
Yeah, it's like a
the earned run average.
Like 3.8, isn't it?
It's like around 4.
Yeah.
And so that means he had a better season than he did as a true freshman.
Yeah.
He
was really good as a true freshman.
7-4. So 8-1, which the wins and losses, they don't really matter.
It can be a useful guide.
Yeah. But the guy has got stuff. I feel like Parker, obviously evaluated him, recruited him. I feel like Parker knows he can do something with him. That, and it's like people, every time a South Carolina guy was brought up that hit the portal, people just automatically dismissed it. And I think one thing you have to consider is that the staff just was not coached and developed very well, I don't think. And you look at the, you know, what Justin Parker inherited at Mississippi State, quite literally the worst pitching staff in school history. The next year, Tyson Harden and Tyler Davis are two of the better relievers in the country. A year after they were, you know, white flagging it, when they came out of the
When
bullpen,
Harden came in,
it
you're
was
like, get
game
better.
over. When they
Not
came
in a good
out,
way.
yeah, when they came out, it was game over in the next year
Yeah,
because you
it was in
felt
a good
good about
way.
it.
Yeah, it was weird.
So let's see what he could do. I
Yeah.
mean, I really think that there's some things here to like. 28 and a third, the walks are kind of high. 28 strike, I mean, 28 walks and 28 and a third, but how much of that is confidence? And
And
that,
again, we trust Parker to fix that because he fixed it here before.
One of the most impressive things about Justin Parker and what he does in development is the confidence he gives those guys. Their confidence changed. Pico Conn was a different kind of pitcher this year. I know labored down the stretch, and I think a lot of that was just he
Man, just
just,
fatigue.
yeah, which people argued with me in that last game, but it's very real. Unless you've seen it and done it, you don't understand. That's the most innings, twice as many innings as he's ever thrown in his career. I don't care if he got 2 weeks off. Your body gets worn down, and that's what happened to Pico. So, but from a aura standpoint and kind of like how he was as a pitcher, completely different under Justin Parker. And I believe that that is a big part of being a pitcher is how confident you are. And you don't let a bad call go against you. You don't let a base hit or an error by your defense kind of trip you up. Let's see what Parker can do with this guy. It's year three. Give him a little bit of confidence again, and let's see what happens. But I like the when you look at the guys that they've picked up so far from a pitching standpoint, and obviously you only got one lefty. You need more
You
because
definitely need more.
there's only like one or two lefties in the bullpen right now.
Yeah.
Thomas Valankis, I think, is your. It's going to be really difficult not to imagine
Oh,
him being your
just real quick,
Friday night starter.
breaking news here. They threw out Coastal Carolina's coach in the first inning.
Oh boy, for what?
I have no idea, but people are not happy about it. I'll say that.
You can't do that in the
You
national
cannot. In the
championship.
bottom of the first, no,
Is
that's
it?
awful.
Is he suspended for tomorrow too? If they go
I
to the,
don't know.
I can't remember how that works.
Wow.
I'm using that as an excuse if they
If
lose.
they lose, they would have won.
They would have won if he would have been in there.
If people want to still throw NC State at us,
Yeah,
that
exactly.
same thing.
Exactly.
Same thing.
But okay, so let's look at what they've picked up out of the portal.
Yeah.
Thomas Valankis, who I think is going to be your Friday night starter, real stuff from the left side.
Right.
Electric first round pick stuff,
Yeah.
if it all comes together, which I believe it will. This is a guy that's, I mean, this is a lot for Justin Parker to work with, and he has a mindset on him that I think he's going to be able to translate into the SEC. So you got him first and foremost. I really like the balance of this class. You have freshmen, you have
It's not all grad
juniors.
transfer.
Yeah. So the next guy you got was Maddox Webb out of the Citadel, which I'm assuming is another Parker relationship
Probably so.
coming from the East
Bay
Coast, South
Area,
Carolina. And this guy was he had some decent numbers too. I think he was closer some for them. It's a fastball that I think is going to continue to climb. So that's going to be a guy that could be a good bullpen piece for you. Jackson Loger, I think he pitched some at James Madison in a starting role. This is a relationship with a Mississippi State staff member that was at James Madison. Mike Roberts, I think, was who that was. And then Tyler Pitzer. So you're getting some high upside guys. It's not guys that are throwing, you know, 88, 89 You know, like I think these guys are, they're going to have the ability to run it up there a little bit. And anytime you get a guy from the Citadel, I feel like you're getting a strong-minded guy.
Well, I mean, think about Sawyer Reeves this past year. You know, came in and was a starter on day one, went through a tough spell, but found his way back into the starting line, was one of your more key players. I think him being injured in the regional, I don't know that State wins, but it
It
made a
hurt him,
difference. It hurt him.
especially offensively. And I thought Lucas Buckner played well, but that's the top of your order. And Lucas handled it really well, and it's not in any way his fault, but it definitely did hurt, I think. Oh, the ump fell down. I think that was a Ric Flair bump.
Oh, you see, I gotta see the video of this. Hold on. I gotta find this. I'll find it. You keep talking.
Yeah, so I really like what they're building here, and like I said, there's still a couple of things that they have to put together to put this into the top five range, but this has a chance to be a really good roster next year for Brian O'Connor.
Then let's talk about Malwiski. From Seton Hall, one of only five players in Seton Hall history to hit double-digit home runs. Apparently, incredibly difficult to hit home runs at Seton Hall, a deep ballpark, and then of course you play what, two-thirds of your schedule. It's still freezing cold. You know, when does it get warm in New Jersey? You know, late May is when it probably starts to warm up a little bit. So most of you know, you're talking about you're fighting the elements. Just from a projection standpoint, Robbie, it feels like this is a guy who's going to hit a lot of home runs when he plays at New Noble Field. This is a lineup, by the way it's setting up, that you know, State set a new record for home runs this past season. It should only last a year.
I told one of our friends yesterday, we were talking about the lineup, and I told him I think this lineup has a chance to break the school record home runs in the regular season. That's how good I think they're going to be. And it's some guys that, just like you said, I mean, it's tough to hit home runs early on in the season at Seton Hall. 16 was third in school history over there. So I think that this guy is going to absolutely mash. Big bodied guy. It's going to be a lineup that's going to be fun to watch. Henry Ford, by the way, committed to
He
Tennessee, which
did.
isn't that big of a surprise. I
I
don't
think he's going
know.
to commit to the Major League Baseball draft, so that's not really a huge issue.
And I haven't really expected him. I know a lot of people thought that it was a foregone conclusion that he would just come here, but I don't know. I really don't know where you put him. And I'm not saying Mississippi State was like they're able to just turn him down. I don't think they did, but I like where does everything fit? Because I don't. I mean, maybe first base for him. He could play outfield, but I mean,
He's a talented player. He would have found his way into the lineup, but
I just think I think State's going to be okay without him. So I honestly don't think he comes to school anyways, but we'll see.
the other guy left on the on that we want to talk about is Eric Becker. Still kind of waiting that out. It feels like that he's also going to wait out the draft a little bit. You know, I think so many times in the past when there's been like the legacy thing, it's like you get this guy and then you're going to get this guy. And it's always you take the where State's taking the older guy and the younger guy is the more talented guy. And I think that's the other way here. I think the older guy is the more talented guy here, but it's the younger guy who doesn't appear to want to be at Mississippi State. I think Becker, if it was just left up to him, would already be here, but it feels like his brother, who's also a talented baseball player, but not as talented, I don't think, is kind of holding that up.
Yeah, he's probably a better defender long term than the older Becker, Eric. But I don't know. I don't know if that's the case or not. I mean, my whole thing with that is like, what else are you looking for? You're probably gonna be able to make good NIL money here. You're gonna play in the best facilities in the country. You're going to be coached by one of the best coaching staffs in the country. You know, it's not for everybody, but you know, who knows? And I don't know if that's been the reason that it's kind of floating around. I don't know if that's the case or not.
Oh, they threw out the first base coach too. Goodness.
Man, I'm sick of these umpires that make the game about themselves.
I mean, I've
You
been saying it this whole time, man. It's the end of the robots.
you're gonna have to just let it go and understand
it's the national
situation.
Championship game. Emotions are high. How do you
you have to understand the situation.
I don't know. All right. That's all the baseball recruiting. There's a ton of football recruiting happening as we speak, but
I mean a ton. We're not ignoring it.
We're not ignoring it.
But we just decided there's going to be stuff coming.
You've already seen three commitments go public this afternoon.
Four. They just got another one, the Holmes County kid.
Okay, so four. We're going to sum everything up on tomorrow's show because we expect more. We expect maybe two or three more from that group. So a good recruiting weekend for Mississippi State, but we'll talk more about that class on tomorrow's show. Let's give all today to baseball. A lot to catch up this week, obviously, taking the week off. We've got two opponent previews to do. We'll do Missouri and Georgia this week. We will do two SEC previews this week, I believe. I forget who we said, but I'll go back and find it. But we got to get two of those done as well. So a lot to do, a lot of football to talk about. We're getting closer and closer to SEC Media Days. Obviously, the baseball portal is going to stay hot. And who knows what else we'll find between now and then. Glad to be back with you guys. Talk to you again tomorrow. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.